Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion. Secretary Austin has recommended this step because it will enhance the Ukraine's capacity to defend its territory and achieve its strategic objectives. The Abrams tanks are the most capable tanks in the world. They're also extremely complex to operate and maintain. So we're also giving Ukraine the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain these tanks on the battlefield.
And now the Germans are not just sending tanks from Germany, excuse me, the 84 tanks for 1984 destruction. They've sold Leopard 2s to the entire NATO force, and they're all pledging more Leopards. So hundreds and hundreds of Leopard 2s and Abrams tanks on the way. And the Pentagon, as I predicted last week, saying, oh, we're only going to send 20, and then the next week 50 and 100 and 1,000. We're only going to send 100 million to Ukraine. We're going to send 5 billion to Ukraine. We're going to send 50 billion to Ukraine. We're going to send 100 billion to Ukraine. See how it works? And like every few days, oh, 2.5 billion, 3.6 billion. Every couple days, another. And, well, just hear it from Germany themselves.
And therefore, I've said already in the last days, yes, we have to do more to defend Ukraine. Yes, we have to do more also on tanks. But the most important and the crucial part is that we do it together and that we do not do the blame game in Europe, because we are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other. Thank you.
Well, as Russia's foreign minister said 2 days ago, the hybrid war, the proxy war ended a long time ago. Russia is now at war with NATO, and that means the United States. The real war, obviously, is with communist China. That's cultural and economic and military. But the Chi-Com agents inside the U.S. government make sure the focus stays on Russia to put us into a two-front war situation. But that's really the big news here today. The headline for the broadcast that I just wrote, it'll be updated in a moment to Infowars.com, says it all. World War II 2.0. Germany declares war on Russia. Russia warns of escalating nuclear threat. Here's some of the headlines. This is an extremely dangerous decision. Takes the conflict to a new level. Furious, Russia vows Western vehicles will burn. As Germany confirms, it will send at least 85 Leopard 2 heavy tanks, prompting Putin's TV puppets to call for a nuke strike on Berlin. That's the Daily Mail headline. Putin allies call for Berlin to be nuked after decision to send tanks to Ukraine. See how fast this escalates? Putin lackeys lose their minds over Ukraine getting battle tanks. Well, what would you do if there was a proxy war in Mexico and a foreign power had overthrown a government and was claiming parts of the United States, and then they were putting tanks on the border? What would we do? Germany to send battle tanks to Ukraine, angering Russia. U.S. tanks we destroyed in Ukraine, Moscow. Pentagon now says that Germany has made the transfer. They're going to start transferring Abrams heavy battle tanks to the zone. And with dozens of countries making contributions, the tanks will number in around 400 to 500. Looks like total what Ukraine will have in the next month or so. So you can see where this is going. Addressing a Chamber of Commerce meeting in Boca Raton, Zelensky yesterday thanked BlackRock, JP Morgan, Gold Sachs, and others for the support of Ukraine, adds that sending Ukraine heavier weapons and like Abrams tanks represents big business, quote, opportunity for U.S. corporations. He says, come make money. This is where you make the money in the war. Being very Slavic there, very, very direct about it. Nothing mean about the Slavs. I'm just saying it's very, very direct. You come make money here in our big war. Yes, very good. Slavic Civil War. You come here. Make money. We have this video. German foreign minister declares war on Russia. We have that video. Putin in negotiation with Taliban to procure U.S. tanks in exchange for recognition. And it goes on and on and on and on. Boris Johnson, the sooner we can help Ukraine to victory, the sooner the suffering will be over. Yes, escalate the war, start the war, and then claim that you're trying to stop an escalation. So let's play the German foreign minister first, declaring war on Russia, and that's what the Germans have done, for the first time since World War II, sending tanks into the Russian zone. That's why the West said we want Germany to do it first, and once they take the heat for it, everybody else is going to contribute heavy battle tanks. That way, in history, they can say the Germans did it. And now the Germans are not just sending tanks from Germany, excuse me, the 84 tanks for 1984 destruction. They've sold Leopard 2s to the entire NATO force, and they're all pledging more Leopards. So hundreds and hundreds of Leopard 2s and Abrams tanks on the way. And the Pentagon, as I predicted last week, saying, oh, we're only going to send 20 at and then the next week, 50 and 100 and 1,000. We're only going to send 100 million to Ukraine. We're going to send 5 billion to Ukraine. We're going to send 50 billion to Ukraine. We're going to send 100 billion to Ukraine. See how it works? And like every few days, oh, 2.5 billion, 3.6 billion. Every couple of days, another. And, well, just hear it from Germany themselves.
And therefore, I've said already in the last days, yes, we have to do more to defend Ukraine. Yes, we have to do more also on tanks. But the most important and the crucial part is that we do it together and that we do not do the blame game in Europe, because we are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Minister.
You got to love all the liberal women. Never been in the military. We always hear from the left, just put women in charge, they'll be anti-war. Study history. That's not usually the case with female leaders. Not knocking women. I'm just saying some of your biggest wars are run by women and started by them in history. If you actually looked that up. So we are going headlong into destruction. Almost every mainline military expert will tell you it's insane. Henry Kissinger said it for 6 months until he suddenly got a call. Now he's all for NATO membership. And I know nuclear war and a new world war is kind of unbelievable, even for me. It's just kind of hard to sink my intellectual teeth into and process it, but it's already ongoing. And U.S. troops are over there fighting and dying, fighting Russians. So the escalation is over the top. Since I mentioned Zelensky, thank you, BlackRock. Thank you. Thank you, big money. Thank you for all you do. You do so well. You make lots of money. Whether you're big business, small, come to Ukraine for war. Lots of your money come here. Lots of money go out. Come to big money laundering operation. I ban all other political parties, including allies. I shut down the media. I torture people to death that disagree. But I am good. I am the Zelensky. I am good. Oh, yes. We all need to take COVID shot. We all need make you take COVID shot. Here he is.
It is obvious that American business can become the locomotive that will once again push forward global economic growth. We have already managed to attract attention and have cooperation with such giants of the international financial and investment world as BlackRock, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs. Such American brands as Starlink or Westinghouse have already become part of our Ukrainian way. Your brilliant defense systems, such as HIMARS or Bradleys, are already uniting our history of freedom with your enterprises. We are waiting for Patriots. We are looking closely at Abrams. Thousands of such examples are possible, and everyone can become a big business by working with Ukraine in all sectors, from weapons and defense to construction, from communication to agriculture, from transport to IT, from banks to medicine. And I believe that freedom must always win.
As we all lose our freedom here in the West, you know, we're not getting funded by BlackRock or George Soros, the New World Order. We're funded by viewers and listeners like you. We make it easy for you to fund us with incredible top-rated products. Sold out for over 2.5 years, finally back and updated and even stronger, the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, and it has the chaga mushroom, it has the high dose of high-quality turmeric, it has the concentrated bone broth from chickens that's the highest rated for not just your health and joints, but immune system. This is like mom's chicken soup squared to the next level. And there's so many other amazing things in the new Ultimate Bone Broth, finally back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Separately, it's selling out, but it'll be back in, I'm told, in about a month. Nitric Boost, because Dr. Mikovits talked about how she thinks this is the best formula out there. Well, this is known to do for your blood and your health and all the garbage that's out there in the environment right now. This is something everybody should be taking at least once a day. Adults, children, you name it. It's so good for you. Nitric Boost from InfoWars, MD at InfoWarsStore.com. And from InfoWars Platinum, private label of the number one natural testosterone boosting product on the market. And we're able to private label it with 1776 Testosterone Boost. We are so proud of this product. It's at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the operation. The whole enemy operation, trying to suppress men's testosterone, men's natural vigor, with all the chemicals and things in the environment. This helps mitigate that. InfoWarsStore.com. The other InfoWars Platinum product is Pain MD, also a top seller in the country. We're able to private label under the name Pain MD. It has amazing results. Get your Pain MD and support the broadcast now. Take action. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Pain MD. Testosterone. 1776 Boost and Bone Broth back in stock. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we are already sliding in to what could only be described as Armageddon World War III on steroids. And it was just about 10 minutes ago that I was in the middle of a segment and I said, I'd imagine in the next week they're going to announce 20, 30 tanks, and that'll be 100 the next week and 500 the next week. That's how they always start these things. Russia, tank fury, Nazi scumbags. Nuke Berlin. That's the Drudge Report headline. The headline on InfoWars.com is World War II 2.0. The Germans are invading basically the homeland and the birthplace of Russia. World War II 2.0, Germany declares war on Russia as U.S. pledges to send heavy metal tanks. That's a typo. Heavy metal tanks? Yeah, they're going to be blaring Slayer. I write too fast when I'm writing that and posting that right before I go on. Alex, you made a typo. To send heavy battle tanks. Will somebody update my mistake, please? Russia issues nuclear war alert. Watch live. And if I'm not laughing, I'd be crying. But sure enough, I didn't even know while I was saying that, Biden announced 30 Abrams frontline battle tanks to just as the beginning, as the Western world pours its weapons in for this ongoing, expanding hot war with Russia. Here it is.
News now with President Biden delivering remarks in the Roosevelt Room in the White House on continued support for Ukraine. Let's watch.
This morning, I had a long conversation with our NATO allies, German Chancellor Scholz, French President Macron, Prime Minister Sunak, and the Italian Prime Minister Meloni, to continue our close coordination and our full support of Ukraine. Because you all know, I've been saying this for a long time, the expectation on the part of Russia is we're going to break up. We're not going to stay united, but we are fully, thoroughly, totally united. With spring approaching, Ukrainian forces are working to defend the territory they hold and preparing for additional counteroffensives. To liberate their land, they need to be able to counter Russia's evolving tactics and strategy on the battlefield in the very near term. They need to improve their ability to maneuver in open terrain, and they need an enduring capability to deter and defend against Russian aggression over the long term. The Secretary of State and the Secretary of the military behind me, they've been deeply, deeply involved in this whole effort. Armored capability, as General Austin will tell you, has been critical, and that's why the United States has committed hundreds of armored fighting vehicles to date, including more than 500 as part of the assistance package we announced last Friday, and today. Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abram tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion, Secretary Austin has recommended this step because it will enhance the Ukraine's capacity to defend its territory and achieve its strategic objectives. The Abrams tanks are the most capable tanks in the world. They're also extremely complex to operate and maintain. So we're also giving Ukraine the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain these tanks on the battlefield.
And all the Hollywood trash are foaming at the mouth. Sean Penn calling for preemptive nuclear war. Rob Reiner calling for it. And they literally say because Putin won't let us turn Russian little boys into girls. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Our criminal government started this. Our criminal government is injecting our troops with a poison shot that doesn't work. And we even have Bill Gates next segment suddenly saying, oh, it doesn't work. And we always told you that was the case because it's designed not to work. It destroys your immune system. It works good for that. Remember, the criminals that run our government now run our military. And I can't tell you how many of the top people in the military, because most of the officers are out of control, but the enlisted people, the sergeant majors, and all those people have resigned. Not just over the shots, but the critical race theory, the trainees, all of it. But it's designed to run them out. And when they leave, they have the woke military that'll follow any order and is going to rely on the drones and the missiles and all the cyber garbage. They're getting rid of the human military. They're bringing in the robot military. While they destroy the Russians, they're destroying us as well. The globalists are attacking Russia. They are attacking us. They are attacking humanity at every single level, every single day. And it's despicable. And it's wrong. Our government is not run by good people or Americans. It's run by globalists and all the criminals they hire. Doesn't say everybody in the government's a criminal. In fact, some of the most awake people are in the government. But they're compartmentalized. They don't have any control over policy. And the American people are having policy removed. But there are governors and there are legislators and there are members of Congress that see it. And humanity is waking up. So the globalists are escalating us in economic collapse, cyber attacks, war, all of it as a distraction to the fact that they are the ones annihilating us. They are the ones taking our freedoms and our liberties away every single day, not the Russians.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly, the chance of them not being associated. It was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their body.
Why do we know that all over the world, that people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase?
Correct.
Mm.
Please. And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows, and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.